अथ सप्तदशोऽध्यायः। अर्जुन उवाच, ये शास्त्रविधिमुत्सृज्य यजन्ते श्रद्धयान्विताः, तेषां निष्ठा तु का कृष्णा, सत्त्वमाहो रजस्तमः।
Arjuna inquired, O Krishna, what is the situation of those who do not follow the principles of scripture, but worship according to their own imagination? Are they in goodness, in passion, or in ignorance?
Shri Bhagavan uvacha, Trividha bhavati shraddha, Dehinam sa svabhavaja, Satviki rajasi cheva, Tamasi cheti tam shunu.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, according to the modes of nature acquired by the embodied soul, one's faith can be of three kinds, in goodness, in passion, or in ignorance. Now hear about this.
Satvanurupa sarvasya shraddha bhavati bharata shraddha mayoyam purusho yo yachchadhaga sayeva sadha.
O son of Bharata, according to one's existence under the various modes of nature, one evolves a particular kind of faith. The living being is said to be of a particular faith according to the modes he has acquired.
Yajante sattvika devan yaksharakshamsi rajasaha pretan bhutaganamshchanye yajante tamasajana.
Men in the mode of goodness worship the demigods, those in the mode of passion worship the demons, and those in the mode of ignorance worship ghosts and spirits.
Ashastravihitam ghoram tapyante yetapo janaha dambhahankara samyuktaha kamaraga balanvitaha karshayantaha sharirastham bhutagramam achetasaha maam chaivantah sharirastham taam vidhi asura nishchayam.
Those who undergo severe austerities and penances not recommended in the scriptures, performing them out of pride and egoism, who are impelled by lust and attachment, who are foolish, and who torture the material elements of the body as well as the supersoul dwelling within, are to be known as demons.
Agarastvapi sarvasya trivito bhavati priyaha yajnaka tapaha tatha danam tesham bhedamimam shruno.
Even the food each person prefers is of three kinds, according to the three modes of material nature. The same is true of sacrifices, austerities and charity. Now hear of the distinctions between them.
Ayusattva balarogya sukha priti vivardhanaha rasyaha snigdhaha sthiraha hridyaha ആഹാരാഹ സാത്വിക പ്രിയാഹ.
Foods dear to those in the mode of goodness increase the duration of life, purify one's existence, and give strength, health, happiness, and satisfaction. Such foods are juicy, fatty, wholesome, and pleasing to the heart.
Kattvam lalavanatyushna tikshna rooksha vidahinaha ആഹാരാഹ രാജസസ്യേഷ്ടാഹ ദുഃഖശോകാമയ പ്രദാഹ.
Foods that are too bitter, too sour, salty, hot, pungent, dry and burning are dear to those in the mode of passion. Such foods cause distress, misery and disease.
യാതയാമം ഗതരസം ഊതി പര്യോഷിതം ചയത് ഉച്ഛിഷ്ടമപി ചാമേദ്യം ഭോജനം താമസപ്രിയം.
Food prepared more than 3 hours before being eaten, food that is tasteless, decomposed and putrid, and food consisting of remnants and untouchable things is dear to those in the mode of darkness.
Aphala kaamshibhi yajno vididrishto yajyate yashtavyame veti manaka sama സാത്വികഃ.
Of sacrifices, this sacrifice performed according to the directions of scripture as a matter of duty by those who desire no reward is of the nature of goodness.
അഭിസന്ധായ തു ഫലം ദംഭാർത്ഥമപി ചൈവയതി ഇജ്യതേ ഭരത ശ്രേഷ്ഠ തം യജ്ഞം വിദ്ധി രാജസം.
But the sacrifice performed for some material benefit or for the sake of pride, O chief of the Bharatas, you should know to be in the mode of passion.
Vidhihinam asrishtanam മന്ത്രഹീനം അദക്ഷിണം ശ്രദ്ധാവിരഹിതം യജ്ഞം താമസം പരിചക്ഷതേ.
Any sacrifice performed without regard for the directions of scripture, without distribution of prasadam, without chanting of Vedic hymns and remunerations to the priests, and without faith is considered to be in the mode of ignorance.
Devatvija guru prajna pujanam shaucham aaryavam brahmacharyam ahimsa cha shariram tapa uchyate.
Austerity of the body consists in worship of the Supreme Lord, the Brahmanas, the spiritual master and superiors like the father and mother, and in cleanliness, simplicity, celibacy and non-violence.
Anudvegakaram vakyam satyam priyahitam jayat സ്വാധ്യായാഭ്യസനൈവ വാങ്മയം തപഉച്യതേ.
Austerity of speech consists in speaking words that are truthful, pleasing, beneficial, and not agitating to others, and also in regularly reciting Vedic literature.
Manaprasadah saumyatvam maunam atma vinigrahah bhava saushuddhih ityetat tapo manasam ujyate.
And satisfaction, simplicity, gravity, self-control and purification of one's existence are the austerities of the mind.
Shraddhaya paraya taptam tapah tatrividham narai aparakamkshibhi yuktaihi satvikam parichakshate.
This threefold austerity, performed with transcendental faith by men, not expecting material benefits but engaged only for the sake of the Supreme, is called austerity in goodness.
Satkara mana pujartham tapo dambhe na jaivayat kriyate tadiha pro.
Penance performed out of pride and for the sake of gaining respect, honor and worship is said to be in the mode of passion. It is neither stable nor permanent.
Mudhagrahena atmano yat pidaya kriyate tapaha parasyotsadanartava tattavasam udahritam.
Penance performed out of foolishness, with self-torture, or to destroy or injure others, is said to be in the mode of ignorance.
Datavyam iti yaddanam diyate anupakarine deshe kale cha patre cha taddanam satvikam smritam.
Charity given out of duty, without expectation of return, at the proper time and place, and to a worthy person, is considered to be in the mode of goodness.
Yattu pratyupakarartham phalam uddishya vapunaha diyate cha parikrishtam tadanam rajasam smritam.
But charity performed with the expectation of some return, or with a desire for fruitive results, or in a grudging mood, is said to be charity in the mode of passion.
Adesha kale yaddanam apatrebhyascha diyate asatkrutam avajnatam tattamasam.
And charity performed at an impure place at an improper time to unworthy persons or without proper attention and respect is said to be in the mode of ignorance.
Om tatsaditi nirdesho brahmanas trividhas pritaka brahmanas tena vedascha yajnascha vihitah pura.
From the beginning of creation, the three words Om, Tat, Sat were used to indicate the supreme absolute truth. These three symbolic representations were used by Brahmanas while chanting the hymns of the Vedas and during sacrifices for the satisfaction of the Supreme.
Tasmado mityuda kritya yajna dana tapakriya pravartante vidhanokta satatam brahmavadinam.
Therefore, transcendentalists undertaking performances of sacrifice, charity and penance in accordance with scriptural regulations begin always with Om to attain the Supreme.
Taditi anabhisandhaya phalam yajna tapakriya dana kriyascha vividhaha kriyante mokshakanchibhihi.
Without desiring fruitive results, one should perform various kinds of sacrifice, penance and charity with the word tat. The purpose of such transcendental activities is to get free from material entanglement.
Sadbhave sadhubhave cha saditi etat prayujyate prashaste karmani tatha satchabdaha partha yujyate yajne tapasi dane cha stitihi saditi chochyate karma chaiva tadathiyam saditeva bhidhiyate.
The absolute truth is the objective of devotional sacrifice, and it is indicated by the word sat. The performer of such sacrifice is also called sat, as are all works of sacrifice, penance and charity, which, true to the absolute nature, are performed to please the Supreme Person, O son of Pritha.
Ashraddhaya hutam dattam tapaha taptam krutam jayat asadityuchyate partha nacha tatpretya nohiha.
Anything done as sacrifice, charity or penance without faith in the Supreme, O son of Pritha, is impermanent. It is called asat and is useless both in this life and the next.
Om Tat Sat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gitasu Upanishatsu Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Shraddhatraya Vibhaga Yogo Nama Saptadashodhyayaka.